I'm Michaela Gay for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project where friends and loved ones interview each other. In 2012, at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Charleston, Tina Arnaldi and her friend Annette Nielsen talked about how Annette's struggle with transverse myelitis has changed her life and work. Here's Tina.
Okay, Annette, we first met a little over 6 years ago when we were working together. And one of the things I remember when I first met you is that you walked with a little bit of a limp, and I know you were using a cane for a while. And today, as I'm sitting here talking with you, you are in a motorized wheelchair, and I have a lot of questions and things that we can discuss, but I want you to just tell me a little bit about that journey.
Well, basically, when I met you, we were both starting to work for Coastal Community Foundation. About 2 years before that, I had been diagnosed with a disease called transverse myelitis, which basically falls under the umbrella of multiple sclerosis. The difference is that in multiple sclerosis, you have lesions in the brain and the spine. With transverse myelitis, it's only in the spine. But the symptoms are very similar. This disease kind of is like descending stair steps. You go down, you gain a little back, but you never gain everything you had. And then you plateau, and then you go down again. So, it's continually a loss of function. All of the things that we take for granted, tasks that we've basically mastered by the time we're two, all of a sudden I found myself a 50-year-old woman not able to do. My dad had a saying that nothing is so bad that it isn't good for something. As you know, I am an ordained pastor, and I'm used to having people talk to me, open up to me, talk about their problems, talk about their concerns, their troubles. Ever since I've been in this chair, it's been amazing how people have just opened up. They just sort of start talking about their relationships. They start talking about their physical pains, and they always sort of qualify. But of course, it's nowhere near as bad as you. And what I always say to them is like, no, we all have the things that we need to deal with. We're all struggling in some way. Some of ours is more physically obvious, and some of it's more internal and emotional. But I don't think anybody's load is any heavier than anyone else. It's just different. Some are more obvious to the eye than others. Some are more internal. I think the one platitude that's been thrown out at me, oh, you're so strong, and you know, God doesn't give us any more than we can handle. At which point I really want to shoot back. I wish God didn't feel quite so highly about me and my ability to handle things. I think what I've learned is that we're defined not by what we do, but by who we are. Rather than focusing on what I cannot do, I try to focus on what I'm still able to do for myself. And at the same time, when I come across those people who want to talk, to make myself available. I basically define myself as a person who is trying to become more human, to recognize that we are all in some way or other disabled. We have our struggles. We have our places where we hurt, where we are not able to do as we had wished we could.
Annette Nielsen and Tina Arnaldi in 2012 at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Charleston. Produced locally by Michaela Gay for South Carolina Public Radio. For more Narrative and StoryCorps interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Michaela Gay.